Hello. We call this the weekly pep talk. In case you're new, this is a quick little 5-minute podcast we put out on Sunday nights. Just some positivity to help you get over the Sunday scaries and start your week out right. My mother and the pep talk up next.
Today, I am thinking about intention. It's a new year. Last year is gone. We have a new year ahead of us with a script that has not been written yet. So what will our life look like this year? What is the story that we will be writing about that? And I know for me, I have been reflecting on the past year and thinking about how already this year is very different, and that, you know, Jim and I are dealing with him having chemotherapy that started last week, and that will certainly impact our lives in ways unknown. And I have confidence, great confidence, that we will be able to bear the difficult days and be grateful for the good ones. So that is certainly going to be a big part of my story and his story and our family story this year. But I loved what Stephen and I talked about, Kramer and I talked about on the podcast earlier from Jeff and Callie, about instead of resolutions, setting an intention. And I've thought a lot about that. And for me, an intention is very different for a resolution. A resolution feels like a set of goals, whereas an intention for me feels like something that I mark in my heart and that I carry with me. And it's an awareness of where I am every day. And I like having just one word to state an intention. And my word for 2023 is going to be be. Be. Just be. That will look different every day, but I'm going to hold it in my heart that I can be present, that I can be aware of the needs of others, that I can be aware of taking care of myself, that I can be aware of being the best I can be, and to be aware of what practices I need in my life to make that happen. I was listening to a wonderful video today by Tara Brach. Now I'll link that. I'll have Kramer link that in the show notes. But it was about realizing your deepest intention. And for her, she said, you know, the most important thing is to remember the most important thing. Again, that awareness, conscious awareness of what is the most important thing. And can you summarize it in a phrase or a word? And then she quoted a wonderful, wonderful poet whom I love, and that's Mary Oliver. And Mary Oliver wrote, "What is it you plan to do with your wild and precious life?" That's an amazing question. And for me at 70, you know, I still have a lot of living to do. There are things in my life I still want to do. And I hope that I will be able to accomplish those, whatever those may be. I can't even identify them right now. But I want to stay healthy in body, mind, and spirit so that when it is revealed to me what I need to be in this part of my life, that I will be able to be my best at it. So just food for thought for you. Set an intention on your heart. Try to live it every day. And I wish you all a wonderful, peaceful, joyful New Year. Love you forever.